Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
63% of young people, not far short of two-thirds, are coming across extremist views online, which is compared to just 6% in real-life interactions. This, at least according to a new study for the Ombudsman for Children's Office on emerging social issues in modern Ireland. It's been a survey of 626 students across 28 secondary schools. It found that boys are perceived to be more likely to express extreme views, and that sentiment around a return to so-called traditional gender roles is also gaining traction. Now, in a moment, we'll talk to Nolan Blackwell, the online safety coordinator for the Children's Rights Alliance. But first, Dr. Dara McCashin is with us, chair of the Observatory Project in DCU's Anti-Bullying Centre. He's also assistant professor of psychology. Dara, can you tell me what the term rage bait means and why you're concerned by it?
Well, thank you very much, Matt, for having me. It's interesting to note that rage bait, it's been chosen as the word of the year by the Oxford Dictionary. Quite literally, the devil's in the term itself, I suppose, trying to prompt rage and engagement with all manner of content, which can be quite appealing to particularly young boys, and is highly conducive to lots of clicks and kind of constant scrolling, which typifies their types of social media.
And what sort of things are involved in this rage bait that gets them worked up?
Well, we've seen this kind of turn towards short form videos, so kind of TikTok scrolling, so-called doom scrolling. The more kind of extremist, the more engaging sort of trends would be the sorts of things that people keep sharing. We're more likely to respond to something that's quite negative about us, our arguments online, than we are more positive content, for example.
And is it all about sort of telling boys that they have to be traditional men rather than perhaps more enlightened?
The gender component is a huge area within this extremist content, our so-called culture wars. The likes of Andrew Tate and all the issues that we saw brought up with the Netflix show Adolescence has really brought it to the fore. But it does kind of rage bait on these sorts of issues and creates a kind of a regression to a certain version of masculinity. The kind of tough man that never expresses any vulnerability. That's certainly one of the scripts that's been fed to young boys. And incidentally, a lot of the research would show that boys aren't necessarily looking for that. Rather, the algorithms are actually feeding it to them.
Yeah, there's a listener, Kieran and Nina, who says, stop all the talking and ban social media for all under 16s. It's a joke that it's allowed. Nolan Blackwell, what do you think about this, that 63% are exposed to extreme views online, but in real life, when they're talking with other people, it's only 6%?
Yeah, and that would be consistent, I think, even with the experience of all users, is that you are more likely online to be fed information that you wouldn't even get near if you were offline. I think what's really interesting about it is that the Ombudsman for Children checked in with the children themselves, and this is what it was told, and it is giving us some really interesting information. Now, to their great credit in DCU, Dara and his colleagues have been indicating that this is problematic on digital devices, on the internet, for some time. But it's really important to have this information from the children. And I think it points to two things. One is, we have allowed the internet to develop over the last number of decades without any regulation or without any borders on what children are allowed to see on it. And the tech companies have not been required until very, very recently, sometimes as recently as July of this year, to take more care that children don't access material that is not suitable for them. So, for instance, like that manosphere stuff that Tara was talking about. And the second point really is, it is absolutely essential that children understand what they're looking at better than some of them do right now. Sounds to me like you had quite an educated group of children who understood they were looking at harmful content across the various secondary schools this went to. But there's only two ways to fix this. One is to require the tech companies to make the platform safer for children. But even then, it is to ensure that children can read it better, can understand it better. And so, for instance, in terms of the gender stereotypes that are being suggested for boys, they're also being suggested for girls. That's actually happening in the adult internet as well, but it's particularly harmful for children at their state of development. And what we are going to have to make sure is that children have a better understanding, that they're able to read it better, but also we're going to have to watch the fact that children have been able to access hard, abusive, pornographic material far, far too easily on platforms even which are so-called child-friendly. And that too leads to a distorted view of what masculinity is, what femininity is.
Okay, so let me go back to Dara on that.
And education.
Are you seeing a rise in the return of more misogynistic attitudes?
Yeah, we've certainly seen this in data across the UK and Ireland and Australia, be that the youth justice sector, for example, be that particularly teachers as well, that both misogynistic attitudes but also behaviours as well is being observed. And there was some excellent research by CORE and Women's Aid last year that kind of took a snapshot of that with a near representative Irish male sample, which is finding endorsement of these attitudes. Real men don't say no to sex, to be vulnerable or look for help is not a real man, that we're seeing increasing endorsement of that. So our generation in making gender roles a culture wars issue is perhaps kind of trickling down to younger males and boys as well.
Okay, we will leave it there. Thank you very much for that, Dr. Dara McCashin from DCU's Anti-Bullying Centre and Nolan Blackwell, Online Safety Coordinator with the Children's Rights Alliance.
The Last Word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.